Greetings from MBG. I am Marianne Matti.
I am Deepak Wariam.
And we would like to give you a brief introduction to the Union Budget, the year 2022 to 23. The Honourable Finance Minister, Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman, presented the economic survey on the 31st of January 2022, giving an analysis of the economic development and the performance of the Indian economy during the financial year 21 to 22, under the cloud of the outbreak of the COVID-19 globally. The survey demonstrates the commendable efforts of the government in providing a bouquet of safety nets to cushion the impact of the pandemic on the vulnerable sections of society and businesses, adopting several measures and the release of stimulus packages, making capital expenditure on infrastructure to build back the medium-term demand and implementation of various supply-side measures to prepare the economy for a sustained long-term expansion. The survey states that the Indian economy is expected to witness a real gross domestic product expansion of 9.2% in 2021 to 22. After contracting 7.3% in 2020-21, and a fiscal deficit has been revised upward at 6.9% of GDP as against 6.8% projected in the budget estimates in the last year.
The release of the survey followed presenting of the Union Budget for financial year 2022-23 by Honourable Minister on 1st February 2022 before the Parliament. The budget estimates that India's GDP for the year 2022-23 will be around 8.0 to 8.5% and fiscal deficit is estimated to be 6.4% of GDP. This budget is being termed as a simple and uncomplicated budget and seeks to lay the foundation and provide a blueprint to steer the economy for the next 25 years, from India at 75 to India at 100. Post its independence in the year 1947. The four priorities of the budget include PM Gati Shakti program, which focuses on economic growth and expansion, inclusive development, productivity enhancement and investment, sunrise opportunities, energy transition and climate action, financing of investments. The total size of the budget is INR 39,450 billion, which is nearly 10% higher than the INR 35,950 billion revised estimate in the current fiscal year.
The budget has been unique in taking the long-term view, looking at where the country needs to be in the next plus two decades. The budget has a visionary approach of building a physically and digitally networked green economy and a clear roadmap by allocated outlays on the important goals to be achieved in the near distant future. The focus is on infrastructure, sustainability and growth while aiming fiscal prudence. CAPEX of INR 7,500 billion budgeted for the financial year 2023 is a huge jump from INR 5,500 billion in financial year 2022 and a rise of over 35%. It is a 2.9% of GDP in comparison to 1.6% pre-COVID. It will not only drive the growth and create the jobs for the economy, but it's also going to boost the private sector investment.
There are proposals to make amendments in the current laws, including IBC law, for the speedy resolution of the stressed assets, as well as replacing of Special Economic Zone Act. Few important measures have been announced for MSMEs, as these were most impacted segment during the pandemic.
The budget attempts to ensure that MSMEs are able to overcome the challenges caused due to disruptions and contribute to the growth. Another important aspect is several digital initiatives for building a robust digital infrastructure. Digital University for Knowledge Enhancement, digital banking, e-marketplaces for public procurement, an e-bill system for the private sector and government interface, connecting 1.5 lakh post offices network within the banking network, and introduction of central bank digital currency, which could mark a transformational journey of complete cashless payments. digital or virtual currency will be a legal tender issued by the Reserve Bank of India and demonstrates a proactive and positive outlook of the current government towards the use of crypto assets, which do not have sanctity or security or backing of the government. These digital building blocks will encourage the innovation and the transformation and lead to a resurgent India, heading towards becoming a staggering $5 trillion economy by the financial year 2025.
The direct tax proposals of this budget continue with government policy of a stable and predictable tax regime. These intended to bring more reforms and establish a trustworthy tax regime. Measures will help startup enterprises further simplify the tax system, promote voluntary compliance by the taxpayers, and reduce litigation. There is, however, no change in tax slabs or basic tax rates. The indirect tax proposals aims at domestic capacity creation, easing the raw material supply side constraints, enhancing ease of doing business, and being an enabler to other policy initiatives such as production-linked incentive schemes, which have been applauded by the industry. Several concessions being provided in capital goods and project imports shall be phased out in a gradual manner, and such imports will be subject to levy of moderate tariff of 7.5% to provide level playing field in areas like coal mining projects, power generation, transmission or distribution projects, railways and metro projects. These initiatives will help in growth of domestic industry and make in India an Atmanirbhar Bharat, a self-reliant India.
The proposed measures, although in the right direction, they need to be well implemented for meeting the desired objectives of reviving and accelerating India. We are pleased to present herewith an analysis and insights of the proposals of the Union Budget for financial year 2022-23 and sincerely hope that these shall be found useful to our listeners.